Yeah, we've got 26 total girls out for the program, up from last year, which is wonderful. Pretty big freshman class that came in. They're doing great. Our older group, how we're doing our practices, we've got our juniors and seniors coming in at a specific time, and then they exit, and then our sophomores and freshmen come in for another practice time, just to keep the numbers down within the gym. And really, the schedule has been able for Coach Bev and I to really focus on skill building within their groups and their team. So it's been going great. Long day for Coach Bev and I, but it's amazing how far they're coming and how much more time we can focus on skill building and just the little pieces of volleyball, so their IQ gets a lot higher within the game. But great group of kids, working hard every day. Happy to be back in the gym. Just the excitement on the first day of practice was hard to recreate, because they got to get back in the gym and play volleyball. So it's going great.
You have a pretty good returning core from last year.
We do, yeah. They are pretty solid. We've got our returning starting setter with Julie Olson, two solid outsides with Kaylee Simbahan and Allie Davis, and then we've got another two outsides with Shayla Madol and Adriana Stowe, who are doing fantastic work. Our middles are really solid with Kennedy Kahn, Ines Larson, and then also with Bergen Klute Painter and Rose Quitsland. Our supporting setters within that too is Carissa Biggers and Sarissa Miller, and then we've got some amazing defensive specialists with Sage Johnston and Leah Kittums up on our older squad. So they're doing fantastic work and had a great game this past weekend.
Yeah,
too.
You played here against Wrangell?
Yeah, we had an exhibition with Wrangell. It was really great for us to break up the monotony of playing each other all this whole time since September 11th, and typically we're about three tournaments in already by this point in a so-called normal year. But it was great for Wrangell, great for us, just to see somebody else and get into the game aspect of volleyball. So it was wonderful. With all the new protocols, went as good as it can be. Our benches are really separated, really far away, but it worked out great. Worked out great this past weekend.
And are you going to the level of like cleaning balls in between points and that kind of thing? Or
yeah, we've got a ball system that every single rally the ball is exchanged out for a brand new ball that has been disinfected. So we've got ball attendants, and we've got three of them kind of on one side of the gymnasium. And every single rally, a new ball is being thrown to the next server. So we've got a cart of clean, disinfected balls on one end and another cart on the other end, and then a middle person to where if one basket gets low, we roll it through, and then they go down to another end. And it's they kind of feel cool with it, too, because it sped the game up pretty fast with just the momentum of the game, but also because it felt like they were in that college professional type of setting where a new ball was given to them every time they went back to serve. But just, yeah, it was cool to see it work through. Our benches are about, each person has their own chair that they stay at the whole entire time, and we're about 7 feet away from anybody next to us. So our benches are really long, where everyone keeps their own things. And our score table is separated, and they're far apart from each other, and then the team is way on the other end. And when we warm up, Wrangell had their own cart of volleyballs. We had our own cart of volleyballs, and we don't share the carts. So a lot of different plans and a lot of different procedures to make it happen, and went off great.
And then the news was out yesterday that no state championships for this and other activities. That's probably put a damper on the season for you.
Yeah, it was about, got called into the state meeting to kind of listen in yesterday. It was tough to tell the kids that state for swimming and volleyball, the two activities that affect us the most right now, the state tournament will not happen. And so our region board is going to meet today to kind of revamp the schedules. And so all of our activities that are currently in season will be completed November 21st. That'll be our last day of competition. And then any activity that has not started yet right now is going to be rescheduled. So wrestling that was supposed to be scheduled for November 2nd, that has been postponed till the minimum the January 4th of 2021. Just the way the state is going right now, and the increase in cases, they're thinking this just to travel outside of your region and outside of your hub is just not the safest for our kids and for fans and for smaller communities going to bigger communities. So that was all talked about yesterday. The kids took it pretty hard, but we did have a great conversation about how to deal with disappointment. I worry a lot about we kind of knew this coming in, that our juniors from last year who are seniors this year might end up losing more than last year's seniors. So really working with them on finding the little wins as much as possible. And it's okay to be disappointed with things out of their control, and we'll find ways to make it the best possible.